Hey, man, I'm sorry. Hey, hello?
Hello.
Hey, yeah, I'm sorry about that, man. We got cut off.
Yeah, I know, the tuition and all that stuff. I understand. I was just going through the last one you did with the other guy on your on your podcast, and I just listened to that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it. I haven't got a chance. I got to check out yours, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It just when this conversation started getting good, got it all. I should have used my other phone.
Oh, so which one are you using?
I'm actually using my I'm using my iPhone 6. I should have used my other phone, my 5S.
Okay, I use the iPhone 10. But how's the volume for that one?
The volume for the which one?
How's the sound like for yours?
It's pretty good. It's, you know, I can't complain. It gets the job done.
Yeah, because a lot of people tend to talk about, you know, getting the right mic and stuff.
Yeah.
Actually,
for this not to have no mic, it actually sounds pretty good. Like, if you listen to a lot of my podcasts, like, well, the one you probably just listened to, it didn't sound too bad for him with somebody that didn't have a mic, right?
Yeah. They're nice.
Yeah. You know, I put my little advertisement up. I try to make my...
to chill.
Did you hear how I got it all set up?
Yeah.
Music in the background and everything.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
try to make it sound realistic as possible.
Yeah, in time, you know, it's a very good way to be creative, you know, and reach out, definitely. You know.
Definitely.
Because what we're all here to learn is actually, there's no need for knowing something, keeping it within yourself.
Right. They say when you get knowledge, pass it on.
Yeah, pass it on. That's what the universe is all about. People that pray a lot, they always ask, oh God, I want this. Oh, I want that. You know, human nature is all about expansion. Always. Right. But they're thinking is it needs a materialistic stuff. Like, I want to own a car. I want this. I want that money. And I'll be okay. If I get this now, I'll just be fine. But they find out that eventually they get that. They're still not satisfied.
Right. Because their souls, their soul pride still feel like a missing void.
Yeah, there's something missing. But they can't put a finger on it. Like, what is that? What is that? That feeling. Somebody say, oh, I need to get a family of my own. Once I get settled down, married, and get a good job, think of whatever good stuff you would want. Like, you own your business, you know, drive luxury cars, travel here and there. Right. You still find out you still need more.
Right.
Even if they give you the whole planet, you still want to go to Mars.
Right. Because the way I look at it is, even if you're doing, it's like, if I got $1 million and I can work my way up to $1 billion, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
That's anybody. And anybody say they not that has $1 million, if you ask them, yeah, I want $1 billion.
Mm. Definitely. Yeah, I would. But what you find there is, what about, what do I need that money for?
Right. It does come to the point where you have so much money, it's like, what do I do next?
Yeah, that's it. That's the expansion.
And when you get to that point, you can... Because everything that comes up must have goes down. So it could turn to the type of situation where a person have it all in down spiral. Just look at, what was the actor's, the actor that's died? His name was Robert Williams, Mrs. Doubtfire?
Mm.
Yeah, I believe so. He had it all, but he was depressed.
Yeah.
I don't want to miscall how he died. I don't want to say it, but I just know he died. It was probably drug overdose or something like that.
Mm.
So, but yeah, when you got it all, when you got it all, it's like, what's next?
Yeah. I believe people that do drugs, sometimes they, not to be funny, I mean, it's not like I condole it. I hardly drink myself. They try to be in that blissful state, but it's now with a substance as to actually get into that. You can be in that level with when you don't even take any substance. It's just you training yourself. You've heard where they say a human being, an average human being, we hardly use even 5% of our brains. So we've got like 100%. Imagine that. And in a lifetime, we barely even use 5%. So what can we tap into if we use our brains properly? Have you heard of telepathic communication?
Yeah.
So, you know, those were means that you have some people like magicians back in them days that used to do telepathically without sending out a bird to convey maybe a letter or a small piece of paper with a message on it. They'll do that telepathically. Now we now have a phone, you know, and that's doing that. And we as human beings can still go back to those days and tap into those knowledge and use our telepathic abilities. You know, there's a lot about ourselves that we never find out. You know, because the concept about life is always looking projected outwardly. Like, you know, what you see is life, as to everything you're seeing is playing in your head. Like quantum physics will tell you that everything you see is just made in your head. It's not actually there. You understand? Like matter, you know? So it's in your mind. You're the one creating your reality, you know? You know, it's good once you start knowing these aspects of life. You find out that you start taking things easy and your life will be unfolding and you'll be more happy. You'll feel more content. You'll be happy every day that you've got a second chance, because whilst you are sleeping, there are people dying somewhere. Do you understand? And every time we sleep, it's like we're dead, because that last conscious thought that we'll have while we're lying in our bed, trust me, you won't be able to recall exactly how you fell asleep. You understand?
Right.
So, there's a lot to know about ourselves, you know. There's a lot to dive into.
Right. And about the, because what was it you was talking about? That's what it was. The drugs, alcohol thing. Mm. And it's funny that you mentioned that. Because this goes to show, I was watching an episode one time, and was watching an episode. They was doing an experiment actually, so they put alcohol. They put just to see how people respond to it, and I was like, wow, that goes. It made me think. It made me think about the brain and how powerful your mind is and that type of thing. So, in one room, they actually had real alcohol. They put, I think it was like maybe about 10 people or something. They really gave them alcohol. Then they had another 10 people and they put them in a separate room and told them there was alcohol in there, but it wasn't. And just to see how, you know, human reaction, how people's going to respond to it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it blew my mind how, like, the people that didn't have alcohol, how they responded like they was really drinking alcohol. It was crazy. I was like, it was kind of funny to me. I'm like, yo, people are so dumb.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that. But they told them, they told them that it was alcohol in it.
Yeah.
In the other room, it was like 10 people, 20 people in that room or something. And the other people, they actually gave alcohol. They were actually more calmer than the people that actually that didn't have alcohol. It was crazy. I I was like, what?
Yeah. that's the power of the mind, isn't it? Yeah. When they tell you, that's why you see a lot of times people, they tell you, there's some, I don't know what religion that is again. Back in them days, they used to tell, oh, they don't watch TV. And I was like, why would someone just be in the house and not watch TV? Madness, man. I don't understand. You know? Eventually, right now, I get the concept because they're kind of careful of what they let in. Because what happens on the telly... Well,
hold on. I mean to cut you off, but before I forget, I want to say, because if you listen to what it's called, Tell Live Vision, it controls and shapes your mind, your mindset, your patterns and thoughts.
Yeah.
Things of that nature.
Yeah.
So, therefore, what you see on TV, that's even like music videos, music for example, it makes people gravitate and want to emulate what they see on TV.
Yeah.
Just even like Scarface, for example. Everybody want to be Scarface. Or everybody want to be Godfather, you know, and of that nature and stuff like that. I remember it was a story one time somebody was telling me how, like, one time around that time when that movie came out, everybody was trying to emulate that and trying to portray that image. And I was like, crazy. I was like, that was...
Tony Montana.
Yeah. Everybody wanted to be Tony Montana, or... They was trying to be like the Godfather.
Yeah. That's why you see they tell you there's nothing new under the sun, because it's like repetition.
Right.
You know, so the people that have got the programming, I'll call it, I've got the ones that have got the programming, I've got the people. So you look at it like, how would I put it now? Hollywood, or let's not go there. Let me just say, what you choose to look at, tend to influence your subconscious, but without you knowing, even the sounds you listen to. But you can decide to actually still look at those things and listen to those songs if you're well informed,
right? Because,
and you get a different message.
Right, because music actually is very powerful. Like, if music can control your mood, can control your mood. If you listen to some music that talk about shooting and killing, and then if you're the type of person that's under, if you are a very easily influenced individual, you want to go do with them, especially if you're under the influence of alcohol, drugs, whatever, and you would go do that just because of the power of the music and just the influences that are around you. Because I don't care who you, what nobody say, everybody has an impact on that you're around. Work, home, school, etc., has an influence on you in some type of form, fashion, or way.
Yeah, that's correct.
If you say not, and if you say that's not true, then you're kind of lying to yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
You might pick up, you know, because, you know, it goes back to the vibration thing where, like, it's bouncing off. Like, you know, it's just like me and you right now. We sharing ideas, so we bouncing off of each other right now and stuff like
that.
So, I mean, that's just the way I look at that type of situation also.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Because there was an experiment that was carried out. I can't remember when it was done now, with around mouse. So what happened was, every time a male mouse or so, I don't know, I'll just paraphrase it. Every time a male mouse comes closer to some sort of food or something like that, there's a certain kind of food that they give to them. They will electrocute them, so they go scared. So when they put that food there, the one that wasn't electrocuted will actually have the mind to go and eat from that food, but the one that was electrocuted would not be able to, because they've associated that food with sort of a bad feeling of fear. So what that happened was, when the mouse now had offsprings, like the male or something like that, when they were put in the same room, each time they see that fruit, they get scared too. Do you understand? They see it and they can't go there and eat from it. So it's like what's been put in the subconscious of the parent mouse was passed on to the offspring. Do you understand? That was now like a blockage for them. And they were just trying to say human beings go through that stage. So some stuff that we go through were hereditary. Some of them came from our parents. Some sort of, you can't have XYZ now, or there's a certain way you have to live your life, or you can't be successful except you get XYZ certificate, or you have to go to uni before you be able to make it. All that.
It's funny that you kind of led into that, because it made me think, like, you know, it made me think like this. Just because you're a person with a degree does not, you could be the person with the degree and not know anything. You could be the person that has no degree and know everything about a specific trade or a specific field or anything.
Yeah, that's the sole purpose.
And it's crazy. That piece of paper is what's holding a lot of people back.
Yeah.
It's because they don't have that paper that says, oh, yes, you can do X, Y, Z. But nowadays, I was having a conversation with someone, and they were speaking on that right there, and it was like, what they were saying was, in so many words, I went to school, I did all this stuff, and all they asked me for when I went there to go get the job was, they just wanted me to show that I had experience and I know what I was doing. Them getting a degree was, in so many ways, what they were saying was kind of useless.
Waste of time.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, but it could go either. It could go either way sometime, you know.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, we're not saying that you getting a degree is bad, you know. I mean, if you find your sole purpose and getting a degree will make your niche or that's part of your life open quickly, I don't see the reason why someone wouldn't do that. But what we're trying to say is the influence that surrounds that. Make sure you're doing stuff yourself from within you, you know. There's which is the sole purpose I'm always particular about, because I've just come to understand that it doesn't really matter what you study or you can be working a big bank and you're earning money, you know, huge amounts of figures, maybe 6 or 7 digits, and you still not be content, and you find that why am I like this, you know. You have kids, you're married, you're still not happy, you know, there's something missing, you know. We all get to that stage. It's just that sometimes we look up to people and say, oh, this guy just living a fantastic life because he has this car, he has this house, he has this, he has that.
What I like to say is, the grass ain't always greener, the grass is not always greener on the other side when the sun hits it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? So you'll find out that you have to be in his shoes first of all to understand what he's having as an experience, because everything boils down to an experience. You can imagine that, you know, everything boils down to an experience of having that blissfulness, having that pleasantness, you know. Everything. You want to own a home, you want to have what people say, oh, this is what makes you feel like you've achieved. It gives you contentment, it gives you that blissfulness, happiness, and everything. It's all, everything that you're looking for is already within you. You see that? The money is not going to be like put into your body for you to feel good. You're going to make yourself feel good once you get that money. because you feel you're now in a certain state of life.
Well, but, educate, and I think one of the greatest wealths you can have is education. Education is wealth.
Yeah, but the education we're talking about now is a knowing, awareness. The education now is knowing how to apply knowledge. You know, when they say getting the education, it's not really about trade, where you talk about, oh, you want to be a field engineer or whatever. You know, it's actually getting the knowledge, knowing how to apply it. I've back then in school, we used to have people that come out, you know, they always come in A's in class, you know. And some others will come like the third place or whatever, like, you know, second class coming up. And there's always these argument they always have, like the first class people are always so rigid that they only fit in the class where they're giving the lectures. While you have some other students that come in maybe the second class or second class lower, yeah, they fit in the social aspect of uni, the class knowledge. Everything is like on an average side. You understand? So you find out that the eventually the people that could mingle more to get a job and whatever are the ones that can fit in an average all rounder, because they will know how to socialize, they'll know how to, you know, make a best of whatever situation they find themselves. They can think outside the classroom box of sitting an exam or fixated in just one.
Yeah. That's like some people that are so, you get some people that are so, I like to say this. Yeah, I get where you're going with that. It's kind of like some people are so smart that they're stupid. Like they're really too smart for their own good. It's just as bad as a person with low self-esteem, because they probably both have in common is that they lacking in probably social skills.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so just everything you have to build yourself. You know, you build on that and it grows, you know, bit by bit, and you get better at it. It's not, some people can, they burn like that. They already have it. They just don't know how they do it, you know? They're gifted like that. So them socializing and still doing the book work and everything, you know, it's just a walk in the park to them. But other people have to put in the time, you know? But by the time we get to that level where we understand that, you know, life is meant to be what you enjoy. That's what I was getting at. Like, you need to balance the equation. Like, that's why you find out that it's only numbers that can really explain what deep questions about life is. Because you need to balance the equations. You need to know life is not about rigidity. You know, there's no set way. There's no set formula to it, but there is a formula, and that formula applies individually to you, because you are creating your reality. So it's like you defining what success is. If you let other people define your success, or you follow a prototype of success, you'll be disappointed.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah,
because that right there is just make me think of a parent trying to live vicariously through their child.
Yeah.
Whereas though they fell and they wanted to be a doctor, lawyer, firefighter, whatever may have you, boxer, yeah, whatever may have you. But their child, they make them do these things, and the child really don't want to do this. They probably want to be an engineer or something of that nature, or be
an artist
or something like that.
Yeah.
They're actually miserable doing what they're doing, because they're not fulfilling their true passion in life.
Yeah, that's it.
and they don't want to let their parents down. So that's what one of the reasons why they do what they do.
Yeah, that goes. It goes ultimately. Parents do not own their kids. You know, there's no body on earth that will say because they were a passage to a life form that's come to existence now that you own that life. For you to say that you're saying you're God over that child, and this is what I want the child to do. No, you don't own the child. All you do is actually. The child actually chose the parent. You know, it's funny, but when you dig deep, you find out that we chose our parents. So when we chose them, there was a certain reason why we did that. And some of us might never even find out.
Hold on. Pause. You said we chose our parents?
Yeah.
Enlighten me.
All right. Have you heard of? You remember the book I told you about the other day,
right?
The three waves of volunteers, right? And the new earth. That would be like a good place to start.
Okay.
And then once you start that, I think it's Dolores Cannon or something. It's written by Dolores Cannon. If you start from there, you check out messages, and then you dig deep. You find out what I'm telling you. So we chose our path because when we're coming as souls, our parents, I'm not talking about them mating now. That mating state was just on that they were having a feeling, expressing something of love. But what came out of that brought life into that mix was a child now. You jumping into earth, or I want to come and live, I want to come into life as this, which is the sole purpose. You understand? And then you chose your parents at that time. You chose the time. It was funny. Wayne Dow even said, you even chose your name. So what your parents called you, you chose that name and the timing. You know, so that's why you see some of them stars, people read their bed signs, and then there's some sort of, you know, clips underneath there. I don't want to go into that. That's a different ballgame altogether. Yeah, but basically, we chose our parents that we want to come through them. They didn't choose us. Do you understand? Because that's a higher realm of soul. They didn't meet and then say, oh, we want XY soul to come in as our child, you know? That's just the fact about life. So if we understand that concept, that the children actually chose us, we'll know that we don't own them. You know, we'll be grateful that we were chosen. Do you understand? To, you know, give that elementary knowledge to them on how to have that experience that they've come for. So sometimes you have people choose parents that strict enough to push them out of the house quickly. Mm-hmm. Do you get me? So yeah, so they'll go and be free by the time they're 17. Maybe they already know that the parents are gonna be like that. You know, everything is like how would I put it now? It's a deep analogy. Everything is done already. So you see people say, oh, my destiny. What they mean by that maybe is what source the Tao or God Almighty has ordained for them that they want to see. But they don't know that their actual destiny cannot be seen by them, mortals, except they are there looking backwards. So they connect the dots. So those things that happened to you, that you can't change, that is what you can call your destiny, because your destiny cannot be changed. It can only be denied or delayed, but you definitely get there. So you see, oh, it took me XY amount of time, but I eventually got there. So you're thinking backwards, it's making more sense. But if you want to look at your future, that path that you take, the only person that knows the options, all the options, is where you're from, source. So if you choose outside those millions of options that you have in your future, what you want to do. You can be successful, have a lot of money. You can go through a path that you would not have a lot of money, but there is something ultimately that you're meant to learn. It's neither the success, what we call it, physically. So it's the experience. What we've experienced, have we understood that fact that we're all one? You know, there's certain things about humanity. That's why this golden age, where we are now, is bringing a lot of awakening, a lot of enlightenment, you know, into humanity. You notice a lot of people are diving into that now. They want to know more into what they call the new heaven, you know, or the new earth. You know, so that experience, people expecting, oh, we're going to move with our body. No, it's the enlightenment, I think, that's the new earth. So people with like mind will meet, and those with the different minds will go, they'll just be segregated. You know, it's like natural selection. So you wouldn't know it, but you find yourself, you know, you're mingling more with your kind that going up to some sort of enlightenment. You guys tend to click more, you know, separately from the ones that haven't got that sort of enlightenment. So the new earth is actually going to be lived by us. It's actually started already, you know. See, like me and you, for example, now, you're in the US, I'm here in the UK. Yeah, well, like you said, bouncing ideas back and forth. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, so we're bouncing ideas back and forth, yeah? We're not, we didn't plan how we're going to meet. You understand? But somehow, we're meeting, we're sharing these ideas. And someone else is going to be out there listening to what we're saying. And it's going to be like, oh, I get it. Oh, I understand exactly what this Lord is saying, you know? And they're going to buy in and want to listen more. I want to know more. And then they start getting, experiencing their own opening, their own enlightenment. And you just see it, you know, expand. And they might contact you. I want to have a word with you, or want to have an interview with you, or just want to say, oh, they like their show and everything. That energy will start flowing, you know. So that's how it is. So kids are not, they're not properties. They're souls coming to have an experience in life, just like how our parents came to have their own experience. That's why you see when a parent is trying to stop a child from doing what they want to do, they end up having a big fight where the misunderstanding could go for years if it's not tackled properly. You know, the child want to do what they want to do when they get to a certain age, because they're starting to know that I own myself. I need to be able to do this myself, or I'm an adult now. I can make my decision because my thought process, I do think I'm not like a vegetable, you know, so I know what I want. Dad, don't tell me I don't want that. You know, some of them can actually voice, and then there'll be that misunderstanding. And like you said, some might just do it just to please their parents, but they're not really happy. And then the day their parents pass on, they'll be like, oh, thank God, I cannot do what I want. It's funny, you understand? They say, okay, right. You know what? I'm leaving this profession. I want to go do what I want, because who I was pleasing is gone. You know? And some people can be bold enough and say, you know what, Dad, Mom, I don't think this is the right path. They've gone to uni and everything, got A's, stars, or first class, or whatever. But I don't want to do that. I just want to go into the beauty pageant, beauty show. But so why did we waste all that money? You know, but that's where our passion is. You know, that's right. Like following your soul purpose. When you feel that joy, when you when you do it, it's not like you're doing a job. It's like you're doing something you love.
You know? Right, you took the words right out of my mouth, because I was about to say that. I was about to say, when you're doing a job, it's like, oh, I'm tired, don't want to be here. But when you're doing something you love, like, time is endless.
Yeah.
You don't feel like work.
Yeah.
It's like you got great love for it. It's like, oh, man, I could do this all day. This ain't even work. This is nothing.
Yeah, that's it. because you take that dimension. Because when we look at time, it goes up to manifestation as well. When you look at time, like to tell you, other dimension between your manifestation and when it comes to reality, there's nothing like timing. You don't put in that timing, it could come up just like that, you know. But we are so fixated into the 24-hour clock now. That used to be more than that. It was all set up for economics, you know, that's what time is, what we're doing, or what we should get done. I mean, it's getting to the end of the year now. I don't think I've accomplished X, Y, X, Z. I need to be here by this time. I need to be doing this by now, you know? you don't know that there's a time where you do that if you have to. If that's your sole purpose, it will come. You will not struggle for it. It comes easily, you know. But if it's not, you'll find yourself, you know, it's like you're knocking on the wrong door. Just imagine you're trying to get out of your house and you're going through the toilet door instead of the exit door. You keep finding yourself in the same place, you know.
It's like the hamster. It's funny how we talking about this and it brings us back to the last one when the wolf is on. It's kind of like the hamster wheel.
Yeah.
It's like the hamster wheel. You just keep on going around. You're going to keep going around. You just keep doing the same thing, not getting no results.
Yeah. Getting no results. So you have to push it. You have to push yourself and no, stay yourself. Yeah. Stay yourself in the right direction. That's the right word. Stay yourself in the right direction, meaning your true soul purpose, and you find everything that you've been looking for is in there. You know, you can find that blissfulness in the now.
That just brings me to this question. If you had to write a book about yourself, would you write it again?
If I have to write a book about myself.
Yeah, I'm probably saying it wrong.
It's like, are you trying to say, ask a question like, if I were to live my life again, or do I regret anything from my past to date? Something like that?
Yeah.
No. Once you understand, there's no room for regrets. Because you understand that if you hadn't gone through those things in the past, you wouldn't be where you are now. You know, understanding is key. You know, understanding is key. How I made it easy for myself is, if you look out your window right now, you notice the clouds are in a specific height from the ground. And they've been like that for decades. Excuse me. And then the sun or the moon is always up there without any strings holding it. And it's been like that for years. And you have stars, galaxy, whatever you call it, that are out there, planets. They've been coexisting without any misfunctioning. Everything has been like spot on. If all that can be spot on, including this planet that we live in, which is the most fragile amongst all the planets, yeah, we inside humans, why would we feel that we're different from how the cosmos was made? We're already perfect the way we are. Our paths are steered at the right direction. So whatever you're passing through, whatever you're going through, is for you to just try to pause for 1 minute. And what should I be learning from this? That's the question.
Right. What I should be learning from this experience.
Experience I'm having.
That's one great way to look at it and put it. And hey man, I had to cut this short right now, but I'm gonna have to check back in with you. Tell them where you can be reached at again and where
You can reach me on Infinite Touches Lou and is on Anchor FM, and you can find me also on Spotify, any of those podcast platforms out there. Yeah. So it was nice bouncing ideas with you and chatting with you as well.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. I appreciate you, man. And we're gonna be out of here. Hey, man. I'm gonna get back with you, man. I got a little tied up, getting a little busy.
Yeah, that's understandable. All right. Take care.
I'm sorry about saying. I don't mean to seem like I'm cutting you short, but
no, it's all right. It's all right.
All right.
All right, man. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Bless.
Bless.